Welcome to the People Leaders Podcast, the audio resource for managers and business leaders creating high-performing teams. Join leadership and team development experts Jan and Michelle Turkelson each week as they explore both subjects from every angle. Through practical tips, valuable insights, and compelling interviews with leadership experts around the world, you'll learn how to bring out the best in your staff and how to give your best as a leader.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Jan. Here we are again.
I know. So I am really looking forward to this podcast. As you know, that I've just completed reading the Full Engagement book, which we will put a link up on our website. And it is something that has just reconfirmed to both of us how important our values are.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to rereading that.
Mm. And I suppose a clear message that we want to impart today is that when you are living your values, this is when you are fully engaged. It allows you to have meaning, purpose, and it's quite empowering state.
Yeah,
of being.
It's a real compass. It provides a compass and a true north from, you know, that guides you as to where you want to go to.
Yeah,
you know, it's giving that direction.
And the key is not just to have, you know, the right values.
Mm.
It's actually to ensure that you're living your values, because your values are going to be very different to what mine are, and my values may shift depending on what my focus area is.
Mm.
So let's have a step people through the values-based personal development plan. And this is something that you and I are going through at the moment. It's very powerful. We would recommend you take the time to, you know, remove yourself for, you know,
from
a couple
any
of hours.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Perhaps take the weekend and do it. You could do it with your partner, or you could do it in a team retreat.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a, you know, it has just so many purposes and ways to do it.
Mm. So this is a 7-step process. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to complete the values card sort. So we recommend that you print out the document with all the values and all the value definitions. And you want to place the title cards in order from 1 to 5. And that's from never valued all the way through always valued. And this is talking about what values that are significant to you.
So the idea is that you would have lined up those 5 headings, never valued, and then you'd sort all of the little cards that you've never valued underneath that heading and so on. So an example of a value that we have in our card sort that we suggest you print and then you cut out the little values, because it's a very tactile exercise too. One of them, for example, is working under pressure. So, you know, you might be someone who values working in a time-pressured environment where there's like no or little, you know, margin for error with demanding personal relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know who would find that a value. Somebody might find that a value.
It's about diversity,
yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah.
And the other one could be status.
Mm.
You know, it's important to you to gain the respect of your friends and family and community by the responsibility and level of work that you actually do.
Yeah.
So this is about defining the values that engage you, that are going to make meaning for you. So lay out the values cards under the appropriate headings, and also you might find that you want to have a couple of blank cards in the deck, because there could be a value that you would like to include. Write it on the card and paste it under the appropriate title card. We suggest that you don't have more than 7 values under your top title, always valued, and we want to review the value pile and place in order of priority from 1 to 7, you know, the most important value at the top right through. So at the end of this exercise, you might shuffle them around, but you want to have at least, say, 5 to 7 always valued definitions.
Yeah, or take a photo of what it is at this point in time.
Mm.
And then, I mean, you can just, that exercise alone is really powerful, because then you can step back and reflect, okay, so in my work life, where am I living my values? How many of my always values?
Mm. And that's
parents,
part of this process.
Right.
So step one is complete the values card sort. Step two is evaluating your values, just as you mentioned, Michelle. So you want to see whether or not you're taking action and building your life and your professional life around them, and whether or not you have conflict with them. So there are 4 stages to this whole process. And so The next stage in this is determine which values you are actually fulfilling now. And so can you articulate the behaviours and the practices that clearly reflect these values?
Right. So one of your values, as we, you know, could be precision, work or status, like you mentioned before. Then we have a look at, and that's one of your top values. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're looking at, so what are the behaviours and practices that demonstrate to me that I am living or fulfilling these values? So if we take, physical challenge as an example, one of the behaviours and practices, so something that requires, you know, bodily strength. So again, it would be that every day I'm, you know, using my,
physical prowess,
my muscularity. Mm. In the work that
fulfillment,
I do.
Yes, yeah. Or a personal trainer could possibly, that would relate to you. Mm. And then we invite you to create a story that demonstrates this value and how it makes you feel and the impact this has on others. Mm. So from a leadership perspective, we can see that relationship between what you do and the impact on others. But even from a personal standpoint, when you can articulate it in a story, you're just integrating that feeling and embodying that value.
The other thing about telling a story, we have found really, like, excellent leaders are great storytellers. Mm. So, I mean, what better story to tell other than a story about your values?
Yeah.
That's a great practice for you as well.
Mm. So that's stage one in evaluating your values. The next stage is determine which values that are important to you that you're only partially fulfilling.
Mm.
So this could be something around integrity, you know, doing what you say you're going to do, but, oh, I didn't really do it last week because I said I was going to complete this and I actually didn't. So you list those values, and then next to those values you write, so what would be the benefit of fully engaging this value in my life?
Mm.
So it could be, well, I would get a sense of pride and achievement. People would be able to rely on me. I would be able to be a better people leader or a better parent. And then what we also invite you to do is, what could you do that would be the most next logical step if you were to incorporate this value fully in your life at home and or work?
Mm. Well, an example for me at the moment would be knowledge. That is absolutely one of my top seven values. So engaging myself in the pursuit of knowledge and truth and understanding is really important to me. So what would be the benefit of fully engaging? So fully engaging would me be reading consistently, absolutely every day, you know, 20 pages. That I know is a goal that I have, and it's a value that I'm not fully fulfilling at the moment.
Great. Yeah. And so what would be the next most logical step?
Well, is to get the books that I really love that I have in my office and bring them inside and put them next to my bed.
Right, yeah, set up your physical environment.
That's it, yeah.
Good. All right, so let's have a look at stage three in evaluating your values. And this is determine which values that are important to you that you are just not fulfilling.
Mm.
And this is really important because you want to face the truth, be as truthful as you can, and ask yourself, well, so what has stopped me from making this value a priority in my life? And we asked our nephew that, and he said, I'm just lazy. that was his, you know. And then the next question on that is, where do I see this value reflected in others?
Mm.
And so as far as knowledge and being able to, you know, develop yourself, we see it in some of the colleagues that we work with, and, you know, I do see it in you, but perhaps you see it in a different way. So the more examples that you can solicit and start to have a focus on these practices, then you are starting to see connections and ways in which you can introduce that into your life.
I love that, you know, looking at where it's reflected in others. So who else is doing this thing that I really want to do? What can I learn from them?
Yeah.
Great.
So instead of having physical books, they have books on their e-books, on their phone. So whenever they travel.
And audio books,
Okay. So that's stage three of this evaluating your values. And then the next stage of this and the final stage in evaluating your values is determine which values that you are just violating, that you are not fulfilling at all, or you are going in opposition to. So, for example, it could be an important value for you, could be friendships, you know, and that's developing close personal relationships with people. because of the work activity. And perhaps you aren't doing that at all. You are being more withdrawn.
Yeah, that's right, because it's head down, I'm focusing, it's a really busy period. And you know what? Those busy periods are just going to keep on rolling through.
Yeah. And so then we invite you, so what is the impact on me and in others? Mm. I'm feeling isolated, I'm not collaborating enough, other people perhaps are feeling the same way that I'm not sharing information with them, and that could impact the quality of work and the timeliness of, you know, producing the things that we need to. And then the next question is, so what can I do about this? So again, there are lots of questions here that invite you to really reflect. Mm. And so that's why we really want you to take the time. So that's step two in this 7-step process. Step three is clarifying your purpose and what is important. And so what we invite you to do is answer the following questions. So what are the three most important life lessons that you have learnt so far in your life? And we've been toying with these questions with friends and with each other. And, you know, what comes up for me is the importance of kindness. Mm-hmm. You get what you think about. That was another life lesson for me. And the other one is the importance of feeling good. Mm. You know, like having fun for me is really important. Mm. Another friend said what was important for her is to not judge, be totally accepting of others and diversity. You know, that was a really important life lesson for you, for her. How about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I was just thinking about this the other day. You know, service to self and others was an important lesson that's becoming more important to me the older I get, actually. So let's have a look at step four, and that is like the impact that you want to have on others. So it's important not only to understand yourself and what motivates you, it's also important for you to understand the impact that you are having on others, because we are relational beings, and what we do is always going to have an impact on somebody else, whether we intend it or not. And so, you know, let's start by clarifying for yourself, what is that vision? What is the sort of question, what is the question that leads you to think about, what do I want to be known for? And in Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, there is that scene where you pretend that you're at your funeral, people looking over the casket. What are they saying about you? What do you want to be known for? Mm. The thing is, you don't have to die before, you know,
For example, you know, as a leader, you want to be known as a leader who listens intently and acts perhaps strategically, or you want to be known for someone who always adds value, who is very collaborative, who I suppose produces high quality work. So whatever that thing is for you, or it could be something quite personal.
Or it's okay, it could be something around the competency. I want to be known as a leader who is competent and is willing to share that knowledge with
others. Because then you know when you're on track and when you're off track. So step five in this process is then start to create a vision statement for yourself. And this is a vision statement that reflects your activities that you do, that reflect your deepest values, and you want to make it practical and you want to make it inspiring. And we will give you an example of I'll give you an example of my vision statement in this, because I did it in 1991 and is still valid for me today. And every couple of times, just a year, a couple of times a year, I'll just get it out and review it. So it has longevity, and obviously it's still inspiring because I still have it and I haven't changed it. So that's step five. Step six now is, what are the life-enriching, energy-enhancing practices that you can do? We want to state them in the positive, and the key question is,
what can I be doing to enhance my energy levels and to renew myself? So what am I doing to fill up my cup, you know, to fill up my body, my spirit, my being, so that I can do more and give more?
Yeah, you know, and pick one thing that you could be doing differently that would mean the most to you if you were to really embody this in your life. And we've got examples, like it could be take one of your direct reports to lunch a week, start to read 10 minutes a day, start to meditate,
start a leadership journal,
One person asked us about the leadership journal, how much do I write in it? And we just said, if you could just answer three questions at the end of the day, and the questions would be something like, what did I achieve, or what am I proud of today? What went well?
Yeah, what am I looking forward to? What would I do differently?
Mm. And I always like that question, you know, what am I grateful for?
Yeah.
So focus on a positive.
Positive, yeah.
What could you be doing differently, and what is you grateful for now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And now this last step in this process is very important, and this is holding yourself to account, because if you want to create lasting change, you have to have those daily practices that support that change, and we need to set up in our physical environment stickiness. Hmm. What is going to make these activities or practices stick? And so we want to make sure that they stick for you. So you've got to measure your progress, right? So physically, we have a chart for you where you want to see when you're on track and when you're on track. Make it visible, make it real, and make it, you know, front and center. So measure yourself daily in each of the areas that you listed were important to you, you know, what that practice is.
Yeah.
So it could be reflect on your values first thing in the morning.
Hmm.
And then on the Monday, you either tick the box if you did that, or you might want to rate yourself from 1 to 5, and then any comments.
Mm.
But it would be good to be able to do this for at least a month.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you already have a physical calendar at home, then just transfer the values onto that physical calendar, and then it becomes embedded and embodied into your regular rhythm that, you know, you do. And, you know, what the whole key to setting up daily practices is be consistent, have a plan, measure yourself, and then over time you'll start to recognise, oh, these are the benefits. Oh, yeah, actually I'm feeling really good about that. And then before you know it, it's just part of who
embodied,
you are.
Exactly, yeah. Like nothing goes to waste. Whatever you put in, you're going to get out, and sometimes you get out tenfold, don't you? So we really recommend, what would be the next most logical step for you to do right now? Would it be to download the values card sort, cut them out?
Yes.
And then have some time for you to go through this practice. And we're really looking forward to hearing some of your feedback, because it's a very powerful, powerful practice.
Yes, good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to the People Leaders Podcast with Michelle and Jan Turkelson. For show notes and other free resources, please visit us at peopleleaderspodcast.com. Do you know someone else who could benefit from cutting-edge leadership and management techniques? Please take a moment to share this and other episodes via your podcast app, email, or social media channels. Each share helps us fulfill our goals of reducing workplace stress and increasing job satisfaction for leaders, managers, and their teams worldwide. The People Leaders Podcast is brought to you by the Experts On Air Podcast Network.